Police are reviewing all assaults on women in the Auckland area to see if any of them are the work of a vicious serial attacker targeting women out exercising in the East Coast Bays area and west of the city. So far, four are believed to be linked, three on or near the Murray's Bay walking track, and a fourth at a park in Massey. The man grabs the women from behind and drives them headfirst into the ground, knocking them senseless and causing serious injuries, including a broken collarbone, broken nose, dislocated shoulder and concussion. Police have increased patrols in the area and are warning if you see anything suspicious, call 111. The picturesque views from these East Coast Bays tracks are stunning. But what will also take your breath away are the photos of the women attacked here.
They're frenzied and the force used. And just the speed of the attacks.
The women's faces are encrusted in their own blood. One's left eye is swollen shut. Her cheekbone is purple with bruises and blood is streaming from her nose into her mouth. The other jogger's face and neck is smeared with dried blood. Her nose is still bleeding too. The man heading the hunt for the attacker is Detective Senior Sergeant Callum McNeil.
On each occasion, a male has approached each of the women who have been by themselves, have been alone. He's gone up behind them with some speed. He's picked them up, knocking them or driving them into the ground, and then unleashed punches to them, leaving them in a pool of blood on the ground before running off. It's happened all very quickly.
Does he say anything to them?
On each occasion, he has said nothing.
And once they are on the ground, he punches them repeatedly.
That has happened on two occasions, yes.
And has he tried to sexually assault them? Is there any suggestion these are sexually motivated attacks?
Obviously, we're keeping an open mind as to that, but in particular around the East Coast Bays, the tracks weren't very large, so there was sort of nowhere to potentially take the females. But like I say, we're keeping an open mind. There hasn't been anything sexually motivated in relation to those attacks.
The series of attacks has happened over about 4 weeks, the first two on a walkway in the Murray's Bay area. It's a coastal path that hugs the hilltops and snakes around stylish beach houses. One of the women was jumped while jogging at 7:45 in the morning on October 10th, the other at 10:45 a.m. the morning of October 24th. The third attack was close by between Browns Bay and Beechwood Roads, November 8th, 4:40 in the evening. A woman just minutes behind the jogger found her roadside.
She was in agony. She was on the berm. She was half sitting, and she was just holding on to her shoulder. And she had a sore ankle, she said, and I could see that she had bleeding from her knees and her elbows, and she was just in excruciating pain, absolute pain, and in shock.
Was she able to give you a bit of an idea of what had happened?
Yes, she was.
What did she say?
She had come up the stairs because she from Browns Bay, and just as normal, she was had her headphones on, and she saw a guy go past her down the steps, and she just kept on going, and then suddenly she just got hit from behind, and then as she fell down, he just pummeled her. He just laid into her with his fists. I just couldn't believe it. Just could not believe it. That in broad daylight, she had been hit by a stranger for no reason, and for absolutely no reason.
The attacker appears to have an expansive hunting ground. Investigators now believe an assault on a woman in Moire Park in Massey on the 26th of October may also be his work.
Exactly the same MO. The offender has run up behind her, grabbed her, driven her into the ground, and then punched her around the head several times before running off.
What do you make of the areas that this person is striking in? Because obviously one set is East Coast Bays and the other messy. Do you think this person is familiar with those areas, or what can you tell us about that?
And that's all part of our investigation, just trying to figure out exactly why that person is in those areas at that time. We believe he obviously does have some familiarity with those areas, and it may be because he lives in one area and commutes to the other area for work.
Police describe the man they're looking for as olive-skinned, aged mid-20s to mid-30s, 180 centimetres tall, chubby, fat-faced, podgy around the stomach, and possibly wearing a man bun.
Police are investigating a series of attacks on women joggers in the East Coast Bays. They believe they could be linked.
That's the Police 107 TV show. It aired security footage that shows a man not dissimilar in description to the suspect, wafting around the area around the time of one attack. Police would like to talk to him.
Is there any suggestion that these attacks are escalating?
It's concerning that we've had four attacks. We haven't had anything since the 8th of November, but I'm concerned. They are serious attacks. They're appalling, unprovoked attacks on unsuspecting women who are minding their own business out on these tracks, going for their walks or runs and exercising.
Are you sure that there are only four attacks? What's being done to look at other incidents to determine whether there are any other connected assaults?
Part of our wider investigation, we're looking at all assaults on women in the Auckland area, just to see if there is any links. But at this stage, we're focusing on these four, which we believe are linked.
But you can't rule out the possibility that there are potentially more?
Absolutely. Can't rule that out.
In the meantime, do you think that women should avoid walking in those areas on their own?
Again, we're not going to tell women what they can't and can't do. We just want them to be alert, to be aware of their surroundings, to have a look around them, and if they do see anything suspicious, to report it immediately to the police.
I know that one of the women was wearing headphones. Were the others that were attacked wearing headphones as well?
Some of the victims were wearing headphones. And again, I guess that comes back to also having a focus and being aware of your surroundings and being alert.
The police presence in the area has been bumped up, and if you see anything suspicious, the advice is to call 111. Still, it's left some locals more than a little nervous, including our Good Samaritan who helped the bashed jogger. She'll be steering clear of parts of the track.
I would not use them on my own. Now.
Got you a bit worried, has it?
Absolutely. You know, and there is a lot of young ones who use them too, you know, younger ones. And absolutely. Where's it going to lead to? That's a worry. Mm. If he's not stopped.
So just a reminder there, if you see anything suspicious in the area of that Murray's Bay walking tracks or the park in Massey, police are advising people to call 111. It is almost 80 minutes after 5 and you're with Checkpoint on RNZ National. We're keen for your feedback on that. I don't know if you use those tracks, if you're a woman who jogs or walks in that area or in the park area, whether you still feel safe. These were obviously in daylight hours, these attacks. You can text us on 2101, tweet us at Checkpoint RNZ, or email checkpoint@rnz.co.nz.